The history of papal coinage goes back nearly 1,300 years, and the coins struck often reflect the colourful and sometimes turbulent history of the papacy over the centuries. Since 1929, the Vatican City State has issued sets of commemorative coins and stamps several times a year that have become prized items for collectors around the globe. After the advent of the euro, the Vatican was granted the right in 2001 to issue its own euro coins. There is also a Vatican Philatelic and Numismatic Museum that attracts many visitors each year. Founded in 2007, the museum showcased the entire Vatican City State stamp and coin production from 1929 to present. This week saw the Vatican's Philatelic Office issuing its first set of commemorative stamps for this year. The latest issues were marking the 150th anniversary of Italy's unification, the 2011 Year of the Forest, and the third centenary of Father Eusebio Chini. Peter Gensis is a US numismatist who specializes in Vatican coins and also acts as a dealer for the tiny state stamps. He says the Vatican's commemorative stamp issues are always very popular with collectors.
Oh, there's a high level of interest in each new issue. I think the Vatican chooses its themes and its designs very carefully, often selecting special artists to do the work. And these stamps, of course, are available for sale at the Vatican itself.
So they're very much prized by collectors. And does that mean collectors all over the world, or is it mainly in the West?
Well, I think Vatican stamps pull in collectors from throughout the world. The U.S. maybe can be a little special. Germany certainly shows a lot of interest in the stamps of Vatican City. But as a special nation, it draws collectors from throughout the world.
What have been, to your knowledge, the most valuable or striking or unusual set of stamps ever issued by the Vatican that have really, you know, made their mark on history?
Well, the most valuable set of stamps is from 1934. And, in 1934, the Vatican took the original issue from 1929 and surcharged it with new values. This set is very rare and will run about $2,000.
Turning to the papacy's coinage, what are some of the most memorable and unusual examples of coins minted in the past centuries? Which are the most valuable examples? And who are some of the famous artists who designed them? Alan Berman is an expert in medieval and papal coins and author of two books on the subject, Papal Coins and Papal Numismatic History. He began by explaining to me why he became fascinated by the history of papal coins.
I was brought to papal coins as a teenager by three things. One, I am a great fan of the Middle Ages, and I see the papacy as being the most intact medieval institution that Western civilization has preserved. There are many, many medieval institutions, but the papacy is essentially intact. Also, I am a great fan of Baroque art and the papal coinage, and even architecture, for that matter, is just a wonderful sampling of Baroque art. The coinage of the Rome Mint, especially in 1600s, is just beautiful. And lastly, and this is going to sound perhaps fairly trivial, I have, since my childhood, loved great big copper coins. And in the 16 and 17 and 1800s, the papal mint produced wonderful copper coins that looked like they could be milk chocolate candy bars.
But what are the earliest papal coins still in existence? Peter Gensis tells us more about when the long history of minting papal coins began.
That's a very good question. The coins of the Pope starts in the 8th century, and these earliest coins, sometimes they could be as simple as having the design of a cross on them. Later, they become more works of art, I think, certainly by the Renaissance, and so the papal mint has always used talented artists and engravers for their coins and medals.
Have there been any really famous names that have been used for this purpose?
Oh, well, no less an artist than Benvenuto Cellini made works for Clement VII in the 16th century, and Bernini would do so in the 17th century.
Now, on the front of a coin, there would usually be the busts of a pope. But what about on the reverse side? What have they included, you know, apart from presumably biblical scenes?
Yes, you're absolutely right. On the front or the obverse of the coin will most often contain the name of the pope, certainly, and his year of reign. The reverse side, the popes did many things. They would use it for perhaps spiritual messages or to record their accomplishments.
Obviously, the election of a new pope was presumably the main prompter for minting a new set of coins. But what were some of the other notable reasons in the past centuries that spring to mind?
Well, you know, there are two major examples that come to mind. There's a special series of coins issued for each holy year or jubilee year. This occurs at least every 50 years and often more recently every 25 years. This would be the call for pilgrims to visit Rome and the holy basilicas. Now, the other special issue is the sede vacante issue. That stands for vacant seat. That's the period for which there is no pope, where the cardinals are in conclave looking to elect a new pope. For every period, coins and stamps are issued for that.
And I imagine those are very quickly snapped up because obviously it's only a finite and fairly brief period.
Oh, absolutely right. Sometimes these periods can last less than 30 days. And in 2005, following the death of John Paul II, there was quite a interest in sede vacante issues. There were lines at the Vatican for the new issue of stamps.
Berman says the reverse sides of the papal coins are among the most varied and creative to be found on Western coinage. So in his view, what are some of the most striking designs?
One of the most inspiring coins is in fact the frontispiece of my book, Papal Coins. It's a 2.5 by 8 piece struck in copper, which depicts St. Peter looking over his shoulder. At the same time, there were three different engravers' designs being struck. Two of them are in fact quite boring, but one shows what it was like to be Peter in the first century when you knew that you were one of the leaders of a cult that was illegal and could get you killed. It really gives a sense of urgency, and I really regret that with radio you cannot actually see it, but it depicts him having a concerned expression. He's looking over his shoulder. He is holding the keys to the kingdom as though he were guarding it from Romans that would desecrate it. It's very, very inspiring. Another coin is very, very recent. Well, by the way, the piece I just mentioned is from the 1790s. Another very inspiring piece is from the 1950 Holy Year, and it has the Dove of Peace flying before the Dome of St. Peter's. Those two certainly would be very, very inspiring art.
Let's return now to Peter Jensis to find out which are his personal favorites among the past designs on papal or Vatican coins.
I recall a small silver coin from Pope Pius XI and Pius XII that shows St. Peter in a boat amidst a storm. And this is an ancient or a very old Christian symbol of the boat as the church, guided by God and providing a source of refuge.
So, in other words, these designs are often reflecting or giving us an insight into the mood or the burning issues of the period they came from. So, presumably, when that was minted, the church was felt to be going through a stormy period.
Well, certainly, stormy periods are not uncommon. I think also the period when the popes started to lose a lot of the land they controlled within Italy. This is in the 1800s.
The popes didn't just issue coinage, but they also issued medals, medallions, didn't they? Can you give us some examples of some of those? I gather, for instance, there was even one issued when Vatican Radio was set up.
That's absolutely right. The medals have a special tradition and an old tradition. It starts in about the 1400s, and later there would be a tradition for minting at least one medal every year that we call the annual medal. That tradition continues today. The Vatican Radio Medal is a very beautiful medal. That's in 1931. The medal was issued commemorating the opening. In fact, the Pope gave a gold gold version of this medal to Marconi for his efforts.
And what does it show?
Well, it shows angels flying above the radio tower.
Okay, well, yes, of course, Vatican Radio's patron saint is the angel Gabriel, so that's very appropriate. Coming to the makeup of the coins, in the past, I gather they were generally minted in precious materials, at least for the larger values like silver or gold or else copper and bronze. But nowadays, how many are still made of silver and gold? Just the commemorative ones? Should we say the everyday coinage is usually nickel alloys now, isn't it?
That's correct. The modern gold coins from the Vatican and silver are commemorative coins. And they're intended for collectors, but the mintages are fairly low. For example, recent gold issues, Vatican only minted about 2,800 per year.
And what are the most valuable of these older papal coins? Can you give us a few examples?
Well, as you might guess, in the older coins and medals, gold, no surprise, tend to be the most valuable. And they're rare not only for their age, in many cases, but over the years, many coins and medals would have been melted, or there may have been some external factors. The French looted Vatican City around 1808, and no doubt many precious items were lost. As far as silver coins go, older coins can be quite large and have beautiful designs, as I mentioned, from famous artists. There's the coin of St. Peter that we talked about. There's one from around 1700, and a good example of this coin could cost $3,000 or so.
And when you say $3,000, is that the most expensive price for any papal coin, or are some of the prices even higher?
Oh, even higher. The gold coins and the gold medals can often run in the tens of thousands of dollars. That's no surprise, really, because in many cases there could be one or two examples of this coin that's or medal that survive.
I was speaking to Peter Jensis, a U.S. numismatist specializing in Vatican coins. And earlier you heard the voice of Alan Berman, an expert on papal coins and the author of two books on this subject.